Okay, welcome everybody to Planning Commission. If you're here for City Council, I'm sorry to disappoint you. We will have an invocation by Wes. Would you be willing to do that? And then Pledge of Allegiance by... Actually, Sherry, would you be willing to do that, please? Thank you.
Help us as we gather this evening as friends and neighbors to focus on the matters that hit home to each of us, to remember that we're a community and a neighborhood, that we're friends, and that we each have our own stewardships and responsibilities to love and serve one another, and help us to support each other in the roles that we have, and to support each other as neighbors and as individuals and families that are all striving for the same goals. And we're really grateful to be a part of this community, and help us to speak and to act and to make decisions that reflect those common goals and the love and the kindness that we have in our hearts for each other. And this is our prayer. In the name of our Father, amen.
Would you please stand and join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We will now have time for unscheduled public appearances. So if there's something on the agenda that you want to chime in about, would you be willing to wait until we get to that? Is there anybody that would like to come up? Liz?
Liz Rice, Highland City resident. I just wanted to say something. I think you guys really do a great job, but I'm going to tell you that it's okay to vote no. I voted no alone, and I'm going to tell you that I've had several people tell me that they learn more from people who vote no and have a different perspective than just sometimes everybody agreeing. It's all right. You survive it. I've survived it twice in 6 months. It's all right to do. I just wanted to let you know that. Thanks.
Thanks, Liz. Is there anybody else? If not, let's move on to consent items. Anybody have a motion or discussion about meeting minutes from our May meeting?
I move that we approve the meeting minutes for May 26.
I second that.
Okay, let's do roll call from Sherry's side, please.
Yes.
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 All right, next item. Welcome back, by the way. Rob, do you want to walk us through? This is the same subdivision that we, you guys remember this. Yeah. So the City Council actually had a great discussion and I think a very awesome solution to it. So Rob, just quickly walk us through this, please.
Thank you. As the chair alluded, you recently heard from Mr. Ricks regarding a slightly different application regarding the subdivision, the rounding discussion that the commission had. At the time, the commission recommended denial, though I know there were some that had discussed maybe doing a rounding up or down. The decision would say, well, the application was just a round up, so the commission recommended a denial. The council also did not approve the always going up, but did kind of strike that middle path and said, well, we'll allow rounding up or down based to the nearest whole number. Yeah. And so based on that, Mr. Ricks went out and has worked with a neighbor, acquired some additional property to make his subdivision essentially meet those requirements so it can round up to 6 lots. So the application, it's a 5.05 acre property with all of the properties combined. It's an R140, there's no phasing in it, and we're here for preliminary plat approval. So the Planning Commission is the land use authority. A public hearing is required, and the application is entitled to be approved if it meets all city code requirements. After this point, they'll go to the final plat and subdivision improvement plan, so they'll prepare the final documents for recording and all the plans to build the roads, put in the utilities, and all of that. We'll go through a separate review process, and that'll come to the DAB, the Development Administration Board, which will ask a couple of you to join in if you are available. That'll probably be in a few months from now. This is the property we're talking about. On the right is kind of the parcel map. You can see that little kind of cutout at the bottom is the additional property being acquired from the neighbor. There's the aerial there. And here is the proposed plat, a cul-de-sac, and six lots around it. It's pretty straightforward. It's lined up on the west side with the additional cul-de-sac, so that road makes a lot of sense to us. As I said, when you looked at the property, I've done all the math there. Basically, he ended up with just over by 9 square feet or 8 square feet, the amount to get to 5.5, so it rounded up to 6. So it all works under the zoning as it is now. All lots meet minimum size and frontage requirements. They all appear buildable. As to roads, 6800 West, it's going to be widened, improved, and dedicated. They'll add on additional right-of-way to make it meet the city's 74-foot collector standard, which is what we've done elsewhere along 6800 West. There's a weird angled crosswalk up there that they'll be able to fix with this going in, and they'll put in the parkway that matches up on the north side with the existing parkway there. The new road is 9975 North. It'll be improved with the city's local road standard. That's where all the utilities will be run into and then stubbed out to each lot. And we'll have the standard pressurized irrigation dedication, no culinary water dedication because this is part of the old Highland Water Company. So again, this is an administrative decision. A public hearing is required. We published, noticed, and we mailed it to the adjacent residents. It was a radius mailed notice on June 18th. I haven't received any comments. I had one person call in just to clarify, saying, oh, this is the one going in there. I said, yes. I said, that looks great. I'm glad to hear that. So staff's recommending approval with two stipulations, and they're pretty straightforward. Just that boundary adjustment with that adjacent lot where the adjacent property is being added. We just make sure that all gets tied up and recorded before we record the final plat, which he'll do. And then that the final plat and subdivision plans, when those get submitted, they address, we had a list of comments that we had provided with our initial review of this, that he addressed those and just make it meet city standards. I've already provided those to Ty, and he's reviewed those, and I think I was already working on them to get them finished. So staff recommends approval. We don't see anything that doesn't meet our code. So we prepared proposed findings. So we would just recommend hearing from the applicant, holding a public hearing, and then again, recommending approval. So happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions? Rob, I've got a couple. Just talk to us about the water requirements. I thought that there were culinary water requirements, or is it solely, and the mixture of, you know, Provo City or Highland, where we have that split, is that going to be all?
Yes. Okay. So great question. So typically, because back when the Highland Water Company existed, they acquired basically all, not all, but a vast majority of the groundwater rights from residents in this area. Those were all dedicated to them in exchange for the water company putting in the culinary system. Eventually, Highland City took over that system, and now it's the city system. But we still have all those dedications of waters from everyone, so we're not requiring them. They already gave us the water to live here, so we're not asking for more culinary water. What we are asking that hasn't been dedicated is all the pressurized irrigation. So these are all the stock watering, the farms that, you know, used to flood irrigate. We're asking that those be turned over to the city so we can put those into the PI system and then people can use it for their lawns. So most of the kind of these properties, they have water rights associated with them, or they had, you know, shares in different companies. We ask that those be dedicated to the city so we can then provide the pressurized irrigation. Our requirement is 3 acre feet of pressurized irrigation water be dedicated per acre of development. And then we require half of that to be what we call stored water, so from a reservoir, so we know that it's up there. It's kind of the safer water, the more reliable water source. The other half can be less reliable stream water, other surface water sources. And we found that those work really well, that we end up with a fairly reliable source of water year-round between those two sources. So. We always take care of that after preliminary plat. It always comes in. They have to dedicate those before final plat gets recorded.
Then I have another question just regarding the actual acreage. So post the, you know, assuming the change in the little sliver on the bottom, What is the actual acreage? Because we've got two or three numbers throughout the presentation, and having an approximate number.
The actual acreage is just over 5 acres. It is 220,000 square feet. So it doesn't, an acre is 43,560 square feet. So it is literally almost exactly at 5.5 lots, meaning 5.5 40,000 square foot lots, but an acre is slightly larger. So the actual acreage is 5.05 as I calculated it. But as we run the numbers, we multiply that by 43,560 for the number of square feet, divide that by 40,000, we end up with 5.5 lots allowed for the development.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions about that, or are you guys all cool with the description explanation?
I have a question, Robert.
Yes.
The widening of 6800 West, it mentions the fixing that sidewalk and then the parkway detail. Is that the extent of the widening? Is the city going to be involved at all?
No, we're not doing any more widening. We did a widening project in 6800 West a couple of years ago where we did further south. Mm-hmm. And we know we still have to fix more going north. This is where it angles out and it kind of cuts off weirdly. But that still has to be developed. And so that's a future project for the city. We're not asking, sometimes as Chris well knows, we'll ask the developer to do additional work that we will pay them back for because it just makes sense to do it all at once. But this is not one of those times.
Leads me to my follow-up question, and you might have answered it already, though. Like right there on the corner of Madison Avenue and 6800 West on mm-hmm. the southeast corner, there is a need for a little bit of a stretch of sidewalk. There is some sidewalk that continues to go south, but then there's like a, I don't know, a 25-yard chunk that doesn't have any. And I just didn't know if that would be further down the road or if there was a way to wrap that in, maybe have the developer do it and the city pay him back. But that's not, the approval of this isn't contingent on that or anything. So
that's something we can look at staff as the overall picture and talk with the applicant and see if that's something that works out both for the city and for him. It's not something that we could require of the developer.
Oh, yeah. Any other questions, or should we ask? Would you like to say anything, or you? This is just an administrative, simple thing, I think. Okay, great. Let's open it up for any public comment. Your subdivision is wildly popular. Many people are here. So we'll conclude that. Is there anybody that would like to make a motion?
I just wanted to tell the applicant, thank you so much. I know it was a lot of work to do what you did, but I appreciate the effort. And I appreciate that you went through the process and that working with the city council, you were able to come up with something that I think is a really good outcome. So thank you.
Yes. And I'll make a motion.
Okay, go ahead, Deborah.
The Planning Commission accept the findings proposed by staff and approve the RIC subdivision plat A preliminary plat subject to the two conditions recommended by staff.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, so Trent seconded. And then Deborah, would you start with a...
Yes.
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 Liz, we're sorry to disappoint you, but we voted unanimously on this one.
But we did vote no before. Pretty unanimously.
Okay, right. Next item on the agenda. We're going to be out of here at 7:30, man. This is great.
I just thought I would try to do a little bit better job of relaying back what the council had done on the Planning Commission's recommendation. So the detached ADUs are still pending. We're going to hold a work session probably at the second meeting in July, but still a little bit up in the air. On the other recent items, the Highland Main signage, the council approved the signage as you recommended it. So with those changes with the stone base, the developer acquiesced to that, thought it was actually a better solution to their overall project. They're already submitting building permits for that. So it was great there. The new business use process approved as recommended, and for the Planning Commission requirements, they did tweak the list of things that you could be removed from office for. They want to make it a little bit clearer when, like, how many meetings you have to miss in order, because it just kind of said repeatedly missing. They said you have to miss 3 meetings in a row. And then the other requirement was if you don't do all the training that's required, and we let you know that you need to do your training, and then you still don't do your training, then you might have the council telling you to step down. So those were the only changes from what you had previously recommended. And other than that, it's just the future meetings and events. Those are actually July times, not June, so I messed those up a little bit. But also, we do have some tax meetings coming up. The council did approve a budget, or an interim budget, with a proposed tax increase for the library. And so there's some informational meetings on July 27th and August 6th, and then there'll be a final hearing on the final budget and tax increase on August 11th.
And those are at 7 p.m., right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Rob. I know this is maybe not scheduled, but Mayor, is it welcome, by the way. Is there anything you would like to, you're welcome to come sing a song or to berate us. All right, super. Yeah, go ahead, Audrey, please.
I was just going to suggest, the end of last meeting, we found out that Klaus had passed, and I thought it might be nice if we reached out to the family. I did not know, and I hadn't heard anything about it. So I thought maybe something from the Planning Commission in which he served, we could come up with something. I'm happy to head that out, if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay.
That's a wonderful gesture. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for saying that. And then also just a reminder for everybody, anybody that has any item that you want to put on the agenda, as long as there are 2 Planning Commission members that would like to put something on the agenda, please feel free to plop it on the agenda. There's nothing restraining you from doing that.
I can give you a little heads up of my plan for July. I need to clarify site triangle rules. We have 3 different standards in our code, and I'd like to make it just to be 1. And then I wanted to bring kind of a review. The Planning Commission previously talked about setback and building heights and making those consistent. So I just want to bring back for discussion an overview of all the different zones and what all those rules all are, so you can start looking at those and seeing if there's something you want to adjust going forward.
Yeah, and that also folds into the DAD, IADUA, like all these acronyms that we've invented, where the setbacks start to cause a bit of heartburn. But thank you, everybody. Would you like to leave? Please say yes. Who would like to make a motion to dismiss us?
I propose a motion that we dismiss.
Yes, seconded. Okay, everybody okay with that? Thank you.
Aye.